KSLW. This is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is actor Juan Amador, also known as KALW DJ One Way Possible. We can bring a little of the club into Sights and Sounds Picks.
Just a little bit. We got to. You know, we got to wake them up.
That's right. That's right. One Way is performing in the play Aslan. It's about a young man on parole who looks back to the ancient mythical land of Aslan to find a better future for himself. And the play is currently running at the Magic Theater in San Francisco until July 13th. And I've been hearing so many good things about it. But right now, we're going to hear One Way's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is Orchestra Gold at the Yerba Buena Gardens in San Francisco. Orchestra Gold is an Afro-psychedelic rock band from Oakland. Their music is influenced by the West African country of Mali. Orchestra Gold's sound is known for its heavy swinging rhythms, their funky brass section, and cosmic guitar. One Way, this seems like something you would play on your show.
Oh, it's right up my alley. I mean, they're an amazing band. The sound that they bring, also just being an awesome local band. I've seen them a couple times perform live, and on top of that, our very own KLW Charlotte K is going to be DJing an opening set. So, I mean, really can't lose. And I love Yerba Buena Gardens. They're so supportive and just a beautiful space to go and spend time, have a picnic, do whatever you like, and just enjoy a good time in the summer.
Yeah. Oh, I hope the weather's nice. And the good thing is that it is free.
Yeah.
Okay. Good music. And that's free. That's Orchestra Gold at the Yerba Buena Gardens in San Francisco on July 12th. And again, it is free. Your next pick, Juan, is Rebirth at Phono Bar in San Francisco. DJs Nurse Stylist and TJ Gordon host and play jazz at this monthly event. Phono Bar has custom-built turntables and a Japanese rotary mixer to make the music sound even richer. And according to their tagline, they want to have spiritual explorations of the jazz dance floor. Again, One Way, I'm not surprised you chose this one. I have not been to Phono Bar, but I love some jazz and I love to dance. So you picked this because you knew I would like it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Phono Bar, a great space, kind of like out in the Hayes Valley. Sound is fantastic in there. And to be honest, this is like one of my hidden gems of San Francisco. You're getting the hidden gem from me because not a lot of people know about it. It's on a Wednesday night. These guys play some of the best jazz dance music every month. If I'm there, it's a guarantee you're going to see me on the dance floor. It's so, so good. It just uplifts you. And it's fun. And it's a party I've only seen like in places like in London or maybe New York. And I'm really glad San Francisco has it. And it's also free. And these guys deserve all the love in the world. I'm so glad it exists in the city. Go check out Rebirth.
And a lot of people are dancing when they're there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a small, dedicated crowd. But yeah, anytime people are there, they're going to move.
That's Rebirth at Phono Bar in San Francisco. It happens every third Wednesday of the month. And their next event is on July 16th. And Juan, your final pick is your play, Aslan. It's currently playing at the Magic Theater in San Francisco. And it's about a young man named Aslan who lives in the Central Valley. He's out on parole and wants a better life for himself. But his life, in a way, magically merges with the ancient mythical land of Aslan. Juan, while you're in this play, and when I interviewed playwright Luis Alfaro and actor Sean San Jose, they sang your praises. So tell us more about who you play and more about this production.
I get to play a couple characters, which I'm really honored that Luis would allow me to do. I get to play the father of Aslan. I don't want to give too much away, but he has a very interesting scene. And then I get to play two characters at once that are both called Balanque. They're twins. So it's very interesting and fun. I get to kind of flex a little bit of comedy in one and then another one that's a little heavier. So you just get the full range. It's a brilliant play. Luis Alfaro is a MacArthur Genius recipient. We won a bunch of awards when we got to work with him doing the play The Travelers a couple years ago. So even if I wasn't in it, I really encourage everyone to come see this. It's a special, special play.
Okay, so Juan Way knows how to play music and he knows how to act and he can play two people. Okay.
They're letting me do it.
I'm getting Michael B. Jordan from Sinners, okay? Before Michael B. Jordan, One Way was doing that.
Exactly. Much love, Michael, but you know the deal.
That's the Magic Theater's production of Aslan. I've been speaking with KALW DJ One Way Possible. You can currently see him perform in Aslan at the Magic Theater in San Francisco's Fort Mason Center for Arts and Culture, and that's running until July 13th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show, with me, Janae Darden, and you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Truk Nguyen. I'm Janae Darden.